This is Day to Day. I'm Farai Chidea, sitting in for Alex Chadwick and Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, we'll read some letters from listeners. But first, ever been singing along to your favorite song, but with the wrong lyrics? Case in point, Jimi Hendrix's Purple Haze. Instead of singing, "Excuse me while I kiss the sky," you were singing, "Excuse me while I kiss this guy." But now there's help. A guy came along and invented software that lets you pull lyrics off the web while you're listening to music. Sounds good, right? Not to music publishers. Here with more on the controversy is day-to-day tech contributor Shenny Jardin.
Walter Ritter is a 31-year-old tech researcher in Austria. He studies how to make software easier to use, and he loves music. So, in his spare time, he coded a helper tool for Apple's iTunes called Pear Lyrics. While you try to decipher the lyrics of a song in iTunes, Pear Lyrics hunts down the lyrics to that song on the internet, then adds the text to your digital music file. Thousands of people downloaded it and agreed it was easy to use, but Warner Chappell Music objected. The label sent a threatening letter to Ritter, which said, "Shut down Pear Lyrics or face legal action."
I was very surprised. I believe they were thinking that Pear Lyrics distributes lyrics to other users.
Walter Ritter wrote back, trying to explain that this wasn't like Napster or Grokster, both of which were ruled to have violated copyright law. This is simply a little helper program to gather music lyrics that someone else has put out on the internet. 2 weeks passed with no response.
I don't want to risk a trial or something like that.
Ritter removed the software from his website. Apple removed its link to Pear Lyrics after Warner threatened them too. But attorney Fred Von Lohman of the Electronic Frontier Foundation did not approve of Warner's threat. He wrote an open letter criticizing the company.
A lot of people buy songs from the iTunes Music Store. A lot of people make copies of CDs that they own. It's a purely personal, non-commercial use to essentially make a copy of lyrics to annotate the songs that you've legitimately acquired. So I don't see that music fans are doing anything wrong when they copy lyrics to add lyrics to their iTunes music files. And if the music fans aren't doing anything wrong when they do it, it's certainly not unlawful to make a tool that helps someone do it.
Von Lohman argued that Pear Lyrics wasn't making any money or harming an existing business. You're not less likely to buy music just because you found the lyrics to it. If anything, the only businesses that Pear Lyrics was harming were websites that were making money off lyrics without the permission of record companies. And Pear Lyrics was giving consumers something they've lost in the digital age.
When music fans try to essentially get the digital equivalent of what's come for free in the CD for so many years, the music publishers are taking the view that they are a bunch of thieves and pirates, and software developers that help them are also thieves and pirates.
Von Lohman's letter was widely circulated online on blogs and tech websites. A few days later, the chairman of Warner Chappell contacted Ritter to apologize and admitted that the tone and substance of the complaint were inappropriate. But beginning in January, the Music Publishers Association, of which Warner Chappell is a member, will begin a legal attack on 5 or 6 commercial websites. These websites post lyrics and the notes to the music without licenses. MPA CEO Lauren Kaiser says penalties should be stiff, potentially including jail time.
It is not out of the question to ask the Justice Department for aid if we come across a circumstance where someone will not cease and desist and take down the illegal pirated trafficking of the copyrights.
Pear Lyrics, though, appears to be free of its legal problems. Walter Ritter says Warner Chappell is now talking with him about ways to create lyric search tools with the blessing of record labels. But this experience, Ritter says, has caused him to think twice before converting his next cool idea into code.
One thing I'm concerned about is how should I go on with other software developments, because this is a potential issue that every time I come up with something that people like and it's getting publicity, someone steps in the door and says, "Hey, you can't do that because that's illegal, you're infringing our copyright." It's getting really difficult to be innovative as a small developer.
For now, Pear Lyrics remains offline. But Ritter says he hopes that talks with Warner Chappell will lead to its return to the internet sometime soon. And then, maybe we'll finally figure out what Kurt Cobain was singing. For NPR News, I'm Shenny Jardin.